The shiur for Thursday, the 18th of August, which is Chav Aleph Menachem Av. There's a story of one of the Chassidsha masters, one of the Chassidsha tzaddikim, who lived in the turn of the century when things gradually were changing from horse riding into more modern ways of transport. Cars starting to slowly, and especially trains, also developed on a very impressive speed. And yet he refused to modernize himself. He refused and he kept on going with the horse wagons from when he needed to travel. And he was asked by his chassidim, why don't you go with the times? Why don't you just go with the more modern ways of transport? And he explained as follows, and he says, when I take a horse, and I take a horse wagon, then there's so many things that can go wrong. The horse can trip, can fall, can get ill. There is always a danger that things may disconnect, and the wagon and the wheels. There's a lot of things that can go wrong, and therefore whenever somebody's on a journey, he will daven. In fact, that's the whole idea of Tfilas Aderech, to understand, to recognize, to realize that it's not self-understood to reach destination. And therefore, a person davens with kavana. He says that once these more modern, much more reliable ways of transportation, they you can rely on it, and they are much more safe and much more. And therefore, he felt that I lose a little bit my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel I lose a little bit my it's not quite the same. A person should always be feeling, not on the edge, but it should always feel that he is relying on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and feel that he is on the mercy of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he says, I feel that when I travel with the more reliable methods, then I lose that connection a little bit. And therefore, as long as possible, I'd like to remain with my old ways to travel from place to place. An interesting thought. We are up to Siman Tov Reish, Lamed Hey. In terms of the name of the of this seif is din sukkas ganbach v'akvash. So sukkah afal pi shelinas l'shem mitzvah k'shero, a sukkah which has not been built for the purpose of a mitzvah is still kosher. You don't have to build a sukkah for the purpose of the mitzvah. V, however, provided she tia sulitzel, it's made for shade kagoyim, such as sukkas goyim. If you've got a sukkah, a booth, a kind of a shed, she was made for and by goyim, noshim, women, behema. Even if the sukkah has been made for animals, as for a horse stable or anything like that, kusim, be made for goyim, royim, made for shepherds, kayotzim, which are people looking after the fields, bugonim, people also, shomrei sodos, people looking after, protecting the areas. They're not being made, these sukkahs have not been made for the purpose of the mitzvah per se. They've been made for protective purposes, for people to or animals, in fact, to get protection from the sun or from other potential discomforts. So still it's kosher. You don't have to build it for the sake of the mitzvah, as long as it's for shade. Aval sukkah shenasim elio psula. However, a sukkah which is made by itself, as it were, it's possible. What l'fishlo anas letzel, because it's not made for shade. We're going to see soon what that means, but let us go through the Mishnah Berurah first. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Na'alav, Shti Asui Letzel, made for shade. I'm back in Sifkot Na'alav. Da'af v'gav, the sukkah l'shem chag, lo'y be'inon. We don't need the sukkah which is made for the chag, for the Yom Tov, l'shem sukkah ba'inon, but it's got to be l'shem sukkah, for covering shade purposes. The Kedeksiva says in the Pasuk Chag Sukkos Tase. Klaima Tase L'shem Sukkos. You made it for the sake of Sukkos L'hagein, to protect Tachas Tzilo, to protect through and thanks to its shade. The Bishvil Tzelu Mikas Sukkos, because of its shade, it's called a Sukkos. Shesuicheches Min Achoyrev, it protects from wind, sun, etc. Lafukim oise oise l'tznius balna. However, if you're just doing it for tznius purposes, l'shtam isham l'fom mishlo yu oise, for just for privacy, that's not good. Olodu bo kol hashona ole oitza, but if you're building it for living the entire year, or for safeguarding items, for looking after various items. Zeno iku bichal sukkah, that's not considered a sukkah. Uminayin un yoidin bichol hanadik choshev lekamon shasiyas tzachach letzel hoiso. How do you know what the purpose is? Login mishav v'shem mishlodis nius be'alam. How do you know if it's meant for protecting, from being getting benefit from the schach, or it's for privacy? Imon roim shemizchech esyof, it depends on the schach. For even in terms of privacy, you don't really need a roof and a ceiling. If you want protection from the sun, if you want a sukkah in its purest sense, is something which you need a roof, you need a ceiling, you need something to protect from the sunlight. If you're just and that's when it's going to be kosher. However, if you are building any construction and it's mainly for privacy or for distancing yourself, which is possible, then you wouldn't care so much about its roof and its ceiling. So that's the way to measure. Sivkot and Gimel, Roim, shepherds, she'osu sukkah basote, they made the sukkah in the fields, leisha basoicha, to sit in it, they are looking after the sheep, but they want to protect themselves from the sun out in the fields. That's good. If it's not just for sheep, but if it's for, they're protecting the fields and they are staying there, so that's also that these kind of boots, these sukkahs are fine as well. Burganim shemre ears, they are defending the city, that's fine as well. These sukkahs are fine as well. V'chen yisraelim heim, v'kulan yisraelim, they're all yidden. V'chen sukkoson lo l'shem chag nasayis, but the bottom line is, they have not been made for the Yom Tov of sukkahs. Yeah, so Lefichach, going back to the Shulchan Aruch. Im also betchilok shenosan shama godesh. What happens if you put hay, like old stack of hay, you put a big, you know, big amount of hay, and you put it there because you want to just to gather the hay, the straw, chalal tefach, and you made within that a hole of a tefach b'meshach shiva l'shem sukkah. For 7 days, for the purpose of sukkahs, v'chotat bo achkach v'shlimon asoro, and then you enlarged the hollow area inside it into 10. Ksher it's kosher. Sharinas is schach l'shelo letzeil, because the schach was always there for shade purpose. Again, you gathered a big area of hay, a big amount of hay, and you made a bit of a hole in there to protect yourself. You made a bit of a hole to sit in there, and then you decided, I'm going to make that now for sukkahs, because remember, this is kosher schach. So you've enlarged it. That's fine. V'ma godish godl, v'lo heniach shom elechal tefach b'meshach shiva, v'shuch kibu ha'be, v'osu v'suk g'doylo, eino k'sher kulo, ale b'meshach shiva, sheniach t'chilo. In this case, there wasn't a kosher sukkah in the first place, and you've enlarged it, so you now, thereby, you made now kosher walls, then that would be possible. It would be a problem of tasav nun also. If mechokek mishnei tzodim abba amos, if you made the hole from both sides, abba amos yoiser al shiva, more than a 7 on 7. Af al shiva psula, the 7 are also possible. The srach posul poistim in atzad, srach posul invalid from the side. The abba amos within, if you have dalet amos. Venasus srach koidem sheasat. Finally, going back to a general point, you should never make the srach before you have got kosher walls. V'masus otefach somuch leschach mutar leschach koidem sheasat sharat funas kumay bechote begodish. What the more points out of here is, you've got to make sure that you first got a kosher walls before you put a kosher srach. Otherwise, you're going to run into troubles of tasev nana osim. Mishnah explains that in Sivkotan. Tes to be known b'shal shu oisah aschach ye nasa l'shem tzeil, that you should, that when the schach is there, you do it l'shem tzeil. The hainu oil v'kol she'in mechitzas elogag lochut in kol oil. But if you've got mechitzas, you don't have mechitzas, but you only got some sort of roof, in kol oil, that's not considered oil. V'im asa achkach mechitzas avetam na'osu, and then afterwards you add mechitzas, then you're going to have a problem of tasev na'osu. So again, you first got to have kosher walls. Yeah, the right height, the right shear, and only afterwards you put the schach. If you do the other order, that you first have a schach and the walls are not kosher yet, and then you make the walls okay, then you're going to have a problem of tasev and osu. What happens if you've got an old sukkah, which existed already, it was pre-existing, and it was long before the 30 days, it was standing already. If it's within 30 days, so if it's pre-existing, but it's within 30 days, it's kosher. Ubilvad shechadish b'davar, ato begufal m'shem chag. As long as you mechadish something, you do something now with the actual sukkah for the purpose of the Yom Tov. Vafudu b'tefach al tefach, even if it's just one square tefach, that's fine. Imu b'makom echo, if it's in one place. If you mechadish al tnei kula, if you mechadish the entire thing, asagi afilu kol duhu, then then it's sufficient anywhere, anything. But if you built it for the purpose of Yom Tov initially, so it's not a Sukkah Yishonah in the sense that it exists already for anything, but on the contrary, you made this Sukkah, in the Hanukkah time, you built the Sukkah for the purpose of the Yom Tov, then you don't have to be Mechadish anything. So there's a distinction as to whether this Sukkah is pre-existing for a random purpose, or it's pre-existing because of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. In the latter case, that you built it for Sukkos, you don't have to mechadish anything. However, if it's a Sukkah Yishonah, which was pre-existing, and you want to use it now for Sukkos, then you've got to be mechadish something in it. Mishnah Busif Kotn Aleph, Sukkah Yishonah. When we're talking about the Sukkah, Perish Aschach Shalein, we're talking about the Aschach HaYoshon, we're talking about the Aschach. Avol B'Tfanas, when we're talking about the walls, less non Bolekul Alma, B'Tfanas doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference what the walls are for. We're addressing the point of the Aschach here. Shos Lekodim Shekam Tzu De'ilu B'Soch Shloshim, if it's within 30 days, Kevin to Shalem Ilchaz Chag, since there's Aloha that you already learned and discussed Aloha of Yom Tov. Kodim Lechag Shloshim Yom, there's Aloha of Shonim V'Doshim, as we learn in Masech Pesachim, there's a loch of discussing the lochas of the Yom Tov within 30 days. Stam L'Shem Chag Nasi is automatically considered L'Shem Chag. Shloshim Yom, 30 days, Lav Davke, Du Adin Afilu B'Tchilas Hashanah K'Shero. If you're mechadish something, then it doesn't make a difference within 30 days or not. Even if it's from the beginning of the year, as long as the Afilim also L'Shlo L'Shem Chag, Rek L'Shem Tzil Be'al Mekam K'in K'Shir K'de El Tzim Tov V'Shlamet Hei. You've got to be mechadish something, to add something to it, that's a mitzvah ba'alma, that people wouldn't think that, it's anything that's been made for dwelling purposes is going to be kosher. That's possible in the reis, that would be possible in the reis. What happens if it's a sukkah that stands from year to year? Mishnah Busif Kotn Zayin explains, sukkah emet is mishon al-shana, sukkah which is permanently there, and use it for one sukkah to the next. After mitchila asol ha-shem chag, if at the beginning it was made for the Yom Tov, kiven she'osu ha-chag harei botlo asio, once the Yom Tov is passed, then it's bottle, k'mo she'kosu mogen avom, v'afu gav dekshiru she'arina asil mitchila ha-shem tzel, ha-asio she'osu ha-shem chag, nizbatlo v'tzorich lechadish bodovo. So you've got a sukkah that stands from year to year, you've got to mechadish something to it, despite the fact that it's been used, it's been done l'shem tzel, but after Yom Tov it gets cancelled, and you've got to mechadish something from year to year. Yoitzek lecheres sheyesh lo shtei sukkah zu lifnu mezu veoisek kadrosu v'pnimis u'moicham bechitzoino. Somebody who's yoitzek lecheres, he sells earthenware, which has got one sukkah in front of that. It's got more an internal one and more an external one. Two areas within that sukkah. There's an internal, more private area, and the more external area, which is for the sales. Oisek deroisu b'pnimis le'moicham bechitzoino. Oisek deroisu b'pnimis. He makes the vessels in the internal ones. That's more the creating area. V'moicham bechitzoino. He sells the merchandise. Is sold on the external one. Ha'pnimis en yoitzu b'de sukkah. The internal one. He can use as sukkah. Kimchi dirosu kol hashana, because that's where he hangs around the entire year. Ve'en nikel shedor l'shem mitzvah. And that's that's where he does business, and it wouldn't qualify. It hangs around the whole year. But the external one, if all the halachas of sukkah is applied, then it's kosher. Because that's where he sells the merchandise. He doesn't really live there. It's more public area, and therefore, if he decides to use that for sukkahs, that's okay, as opposed to the internal area, which he uses the entire year anyway for fabrication, and that's where he works. That's where he works. That's his workshop. That cannot be naturally used as a sukkah. Of course, however, the Mishnah points out, if you do a pickpock, if you lift it up, if you lift up the schach up and down, that would make it into a kosher sukkah, and that would work okay.